he's just the ruler who we just obey. What we do then is we follow the rules and we'll be right. We tend to think that's what makes me a Christian. I do all these things. I tick the boxes. It doesn't make you a Christian. The key is in verse 10. And this is a personal testimony of Isaiah. In the midst of this eternity view that he's had, he gives his personal testimony in verse 10. He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. He's speaking personally. It's no longer a great prophetic word, but it's his exultant testimony of God's grace. To be a Christian is not to say, I'm strong enough to do all you say, Lord. Lead on. I can follow the king. I'll obey and then I'll get his blessing. No, he's a much stronger king than that. He isn't a king who just calls us to follow his wonderful example. That's the way many people see Jesus. This Messiah first lives the life that we should have lived, then dies the death that we should die, to become the perfect substitute for us. Jesus says, I don't ask you to achieve a righteousness that you can't achieve by pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps or whatever. I don't ask you to achieve something you can never achieve in your own power. I'll give you my righteousness, which you don't deserve. I'll plant in your heart a new spirit. I'll wrap around your soul my righteousness. You get that. My gladness, my beauty, my joy. So you're not a Christian if you say, I'm going to try from now on, make it my New Year's resolution or Christmas resolution to live a good life. No. It's not really dying. You're trying to be your own savior at that point. And if you're your own savior, then you are your own Lord. So give up your rights. Simply ask the Father to accept you on the basis of what Jesus has done as substitute. Then, and only then, you'll grasp the message of Christmas, the message of the Messiah. Let's pray. Righteous Lord, even as we call you that, we realize we are anything but righteous. But we thank you because you clothe us with a perfection which is beyond our imagining, a glory which we're just beginning to see the down payment of in lives transformed. May that continue through our lives and into eternity. Help us now to trust in you with a fuller heart and a deeper joy and a greater pleasure in your presence than we've ever had before, even at this Christmas, to rejoice in you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please stand and we'll sing